Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ooh, I hope this is the clean version, Solana.
Is there a dirty version?
Holy hell. All right, 4 o'clock hour. Ooh, that makes me think. 5 o'clock hour is just an hour away. Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday with the Dan Day end of week montage.
Who says you're bad at math? 4 well, when it comes to hour away from 5?
I know. When it comes to figuring out when we're off of work, I can do the math all day long. 4 o'clock hour, we have a lot planned for you. 5 o'clock hour, Funky Buddha happy hour on a Friday is always something special, and today will be for sure. I always give you the stock market report at the end of the day, the trading day. It's 3:59 right now, so the market will be closed in about a minute, and then the market will be closed on Monday as well for Memorial Day. So you have a three-day weekend from the financials. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 4 points, 8 points. It literally was up 1 point when I started to talk about it. So it's going to pretty much end today unchanged. S&P 500 up 7 points and the NASDAQ up 39 points. So looks like the Dow Jones Industrial Average will close down less than 10 points, which is inconsequential. S&P 500 up a fraction and the NASDAQ up 39 points. So there you go. That is your stock market report. I have something very interesting to get to this segment, but let's get headlines first with Alejandro Solana.
Some, I guess, breaking news. Hawk, would you consider this breaking news?
Yeah, this is breaking news. You want to give it the breaking news music?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
You can say no if you don't have it.
Nah, I got it.
All right.
Good breaking news.
All right. What's the breaking news, Solana?
We got to let the music bed run out.
All right. Got to get our money's worth out of it.
The New York Jets are signing Joe Flacco.
All right. What? What are you laughing at?
Bro, that doesn't do anything for anybody. They might well sign my ass.
They got the New York Jets now have Frank Gore and Joe Flacco. This Adam Gase is something, man. He is unapologetic with the way that he likes to coach, right?
Did you forget dumb or did you not mean to say it? Come on, man. This Gase is special.
So he's got Joe, but it's not the worst move, right? You get a guy like Joe Flacco in there to tutor Sam Darnold. It's actually not a bad move, I don't think.
Bro, you don't need, the average NFL career is 3 years. You have a third year guy tutoring this. Bro, he should be ready to play. Tua and Fitzy is a mentorship situation. A guy that's 3 years in, it's just a waste of time to bring an old dude in to help him. This dude should understand football by now, Hawk.
Yeah, that's a fair point. All right, well, Joe Flacco goes to the Jets. What else you got, Solana?
$1.5 million contract, one-year deal, by the way, with the New York Jets. He can earn up
He got more than Jameis, too?
Yeah. He can earn up to 4.5 in incentives.
A quarterback with $1.5 million a year contract. That's damn near the league minimum.
Jameis got less, didn't he?
And that's what I said with Jameis. You're taking league minimum. You're a quarterback.
A young quarterback in Jameis's case.
Yeah.
right. What else? What else, Salandria?
Some sad news in the NBA community, for the NBA community. Longtime Utah Jazz coach and Hall of Famer Jerry Sloan, we learned he passed away earlier today. He was 78.
Man, I love that dude. Crowder's mic had cut out in the 2 o'clock hour when we were talking about Jerry Sloan. So Jerry Sloan played for the Bulls when I was growing up, and then he coached the Bulls. But I had this long-running bit on the Lebatard show when I was a producer where Jerry Sloan looks like he washes his hair with a bar of Ivory soap. He was just a man's man. Jerry Sloan didn't need flowery, perfumey shampoo. He had some hair on his head, and he washed it with a bar of Ivory soap. That's the way that I pictured Jerry Sloan living his life. And then John Crotty, friend of mine, played for Sloan. He got me an autographed Sloan picture, and I got that hanging in my house. And so, yeah, he was a just a legendary figure in the world of hoops. So rest in peace, Jerry Sloan.
Yes, sir.
This Sunday, it's Tiger versus Phil, part doe. You also have Peyton Manning and Tom Brady.
Do.
Part do.
Yeah, not part doe.
With the X on the end?
Yeah, D-E-U-X.
D-U-E-X, isn't it?
Dan Day. Dan Day, is it doe or do?
Do, D-E-A-U-X.
What does he know?
No, but what is, remember that Charlie Sheen movie, Hot Shots, part
Yeah.
Part do, but is it D-E-A? Oh,
D-E-A-U-X.
Well, right. Well, you're giving it the New Orleans thing.
The French?
Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, I think it's French. I don't know if it's New Orleans.
It's French,
well,
though.
Well, Cajun.
There's no A. There's the E-D-E-U-X, right?
It's de.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
D-E-U-X, de. Part de.
Yeah, D-E-U-X is translates to two. Let's see, D-E-A-U-X.
Isn't that doe, though? Wouldn't, like, isn't the
no.
A-E-X at the end, it's an O sound? Like Joe
D-E-A-U-X
Burrow?
D-E-A-U-X is a small wooded commune in the guard department in southern France. Doe.
If you're a single man and you haven't been to New Orleans, you got to go. You can ask Dan Day, those damn Creole girls. Listen, they ruined my life when I went to New Orleans.
How many Dan Day, who grew up in New Orleans, his grandma used to make him mayonnaise sandwiches. How many mayonnaise sandwiches have you had during the pandemic, Dan?
Oh, let's say I have two a night, five nights a week. And how long have we done it?
Two a night?
I'm not going out to eat. I'm too scared. So I've just been sitting around eating mayonnaise sandwiches. So 10 a week.
So it's literally just mayonnaise between two slices of bread?
Yeah. Next time I do it, I don't do it on the weekends because it doesn't go that good with the beer that I drink and those funky Buddhas that I love so much. But during the week.
But you toast the bread or it's just bread?
I'll post out a picture when I do it again and you can see it's just straight bread, mayonnaise on both sides, put it together, start eating.
Wow.
Do you put
mayonnaise?
Is it like an even spread of mayonnaise on either on each loaf or whatever, each piece of bread? Or
I mean, everything you asked in that question is wrong. Like just the way that you worded, just the way you worded it. Someone wants to know via text, Solana, if you want to send condolences to Jerry Sloan.
Yeah, I would. I would like to.
He'll appreciate it, Solana. Give him a shout
out. I love the people that listen to the show as like intensely as we do. So all the jokes that we're thinking, like people are just sending them in. I love that. All right, what else, Solana?
Did we ever clarify that, by the way? Is it duh or doe? Der?
Du.
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 So yeah. Tiger Phil part.
It's du, baby.
Duh.
Okay.
It's the Mats, champions for charity. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning will tee off with Tiger and Phil. That's Sunday, 3 p.m. You'll have Charles Barkley as one of the analysts with Brian Anderson, Justin Thomas, and Amanda Balanoy. That's on TNT, Sunday, 3 p.m. Finally, guys, coastal scientist and professor at FIU. His name is Stephen Leatherman. He's also known as Dr. Beach. He named Grayton Beach in the Florida Panhandle as the top beach in the United States.
All right. I've never been there, but
one dude said that it's the greatest beach. That means nothing.
I mean, he's been to all the beaches?
I can't confirm if he's been to all the beaches.
I mean, if they call you Dr. Beach, you have to know what you're talking about, I would imagine.
If they call you Dr. Beach and you're not naming a beach in Miami as one of the top beaches in the damn world, and you're using a beach in the damn Florida panhandle on the Gulf Coast.
Dr. Beach. Dr. Beach. How dare you help me, Dr. Beach? All right, get to weather. I have a story to tell you guys.
Can I tell you what the best gas station is in the world? Would you make that a headline?
Well, we'll have to call Dr. Gas. Oh,
man. You haven't been in the bathroom after me.
Right now in South Florida, 84 degrees. I'm deflated because Hawk took my joke. Miami, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid to upper 70s. Only an 80% chance of rain right now in the South Florida community. Humidity, though, 69%.
Nice. We did a Into the Archives earlier this week with Devontae Parker. He did that Instagram Q&A from the Miami Dolphins, and you learned some interesting things about Devontae. So I love those. Before last season, the Dolphins Instagram account was doing these Q&As where they would ask silly questions of players. That's where we found out that Ryan Fitzpatrick loves chicken squares, which I still don't know what they are. I mean, we learned what they are on Wikipedia or whatever, but I've still never seen a chicken square at a grocery store or at a restaurant. Have you, since we've been talking about it, or, you know, like now our consciousness of it is raised, have you come across yet a chicken square?
Hell no. And with the pandemic, I've been in shopping mode, going down every damn aisle and haven't chicken squared yet.
Yep. There's not. Have you seen one, Solana, since we've talked about it?
Never.
Yeah. That's why I find those Dolphins Instagram Q&A is really interesting. So they posted one last night. Solomon Kindley, he was their fourth round pick, the guard out of Georgia. You remember him?
Yes.
So they did a Instagram Q&A. I just wanted to bounce a couple of his answers off you, see what you think. They asked him, what's the most exotic food you've ever eaten? Let me ask you, what's the most exotic food you've ever eaten?
Probably a... Oh, possum?
Ooh, that sounds terrible.
Probably possum. Or the I did the blowfish thing, the poisonous blowfish.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
It makes your tongue numb. I did the blowfish thing one time. I think I was in South Florida.
If you remember last summer, I was in Japan and we ate octopus with the quail's egg stuffed inside its head. So it was a full octopus with the quail's egg. It was really gross. Solana, what's the most exotic food you've ever eaten?
You're going to think I'm lying because I know this is a very common joke on radio. Like people like to say they've eaten Rocky Mountain oysters or whatever, but I truly have in Uruguay. I've had bull testicles. I've also had cow tongue as well.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Terrible. Dan Day, what about you, Dan? I imagine you've probably had some... exotic foods.
Yeah, I'd probably say Nutria rat.
What is that?
You made a Nutria rat?
In New Orleans, we eat Nutria rat all the time.
Damn, Dan. Those are some ugly little creatures now.
It's a rat?
Yeah, it's like a rat. Sewer rat in the gutters in the swamps.
But Hawk, it's about 30 pounds, though. It's a gigantic
rat. So do you buy that somewhere or you just catch it?
They sell them on the side of the road in the ghetto.
Ooh, sounds disgusting.
Dan, you ate a we used to catch Nutria rat in nets, and then we just like take pictures and mess with them. You ate them?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, Dan!
It's
new respect for you, big dog.
That's a beaver.
Right? I ate a beaver? Wait, are you saying I ate a beaver?
No, I mean not. No, no.
Hey. Haven't we all?
Hello.
All right.
Solomon Kindley's answer was calamari.
Yeah, he's about 350, right?
Yeah, he's a big fella.
Yeah, he done ate a lot of damn hamburgers and hot dogs in his life to be that size. When calamari.
Well, it's funny they asked him one of the questions they asked him like, "What's your go-to food during the pandemic?" And he said chips. So they asked him, "Is it okay to put pineapple on pizza?"
No.
He wrote. He said, "No, not at all."
Yeah.
Solana, I'm imagining you like that. That seems like something you would like.
Yeah, I love pineapple on pizza.
I think it goes off how you're built.
Yeah, right. Like, he wants meat on his pizzas and pepperoni.
Yeah. Yeah, sausage. He's an offensive lineman. Give me some meat and cheese and grease. He don't want no damn pineapples.
Now, this question, I think it's a fascinating question. His answer was just as fascinating. Again, this is Solomon Kindley, the fourth-round pick for the Dolphins out of Georgia. Is cereal soup?
No. No. Hell no. Soup,
but this
no.
This is kind of what he did, because he did, I don't think so. No. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I think so, yes. And he never gave more context. So he said, I don't think so, no. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I think so, yes. You say no.
Yeah, Hawk, you're the food expert. What do you think?
I do not think cereal is soup, no. But I don't know what my definition of soup then is, because it doesn't have to be hot, obviously, because gazpacho's not hot, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's not hot, but you don't have to add ingredients to a soup to make it edible.
Well, broth is soup, you're correct, but people do add stuff to broth to make the soup edible, right? Is cereal a soup, Solana?
I would have said no before the segment, but now I'm thinking about it. Like, what do you need for a soup and what do you need for cereal? You need a receptacle, right? And a spoon.
Wait a second. The bowl is coming into play here in what soup or not?
Yeah, I think it has to. Because how do you eat soup? How do you eat cereal? You use a receptacle, a spoon.
Why do you keep calling a bowl a receptacle?
It's more scientific.
Well, why can't you just say it's a bowl? I mean, you're speaking about a bowl, aren't you?
It's a receptacle as well, though. I mean, why can't I call it a receptacle?
Okay.
No, because milk isn't the fluid in soup.
Well, but do you know that for a fact? It's got to be broth. Is that like I don't
water broth? It's yeah. No, you can't milk. There's no soups with milk. Milk is not a soup ingredient.
Well, I don't know, because like creamy soups probably have milk in them, right?
Soup can be canned. Cereal and milk can't be canned. Milk
You can get cans of milk. You can get cans of milk.
No, but you can't. Yes. No. That's the thick ass. That's that thick condensed milk to make tres leches and all that. No, no.
Let me look. The definition here is soup, a liquid dish typically made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables in stock or water.
Yeah, see, no milk. Milk.
Dan Day, is cereal soup?
I'm with Crowder on that. Plus, you have to use a ladle for soup. You can't use a ladle on cereal.
You don't have to use a ladle for soup.
You have to. Yeah. Good point, Dan.
You do? You do? I don't know. All right. Well, there you go. That was an interesting Instagram Q&A that I saw from Solomon Kindley. I want more of those. I want more Dolphins weighing in on is cereal soup or not. I absolutely love that. All right, we're going to bring on Jay Figg in the next segment. We're going to do our Jay Figg on assignment segment. She watches movies, gives us the reviews, always a lot of fun, and searing pain. So Jay Figg momentarily.
I've been talking about my man Eric Nunez, the COO of Lubacro Automotive, for years now. And Eric and the Lubacro family, they've been serving the South Florida community for decades. And just like you and me, this is their home. They're South Floridians, and they stand beside us with the tough times that are going on. They stand right beside us with well wishes of health and prosperity through these tough times. And they're taking all the precautions now. And Lubacro Automotive, they're open. They're open. They have the beautiful lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Go online. They have the pre-owned vehicles, but they're taking all the precaution to keep you, their customers, and their employees safe. But with them being open, you can go to the store. You can test drive all the normal stuff. But if you're not comfortable now, Eric and his team, they want to make you comfortable. Shop online. They'll deliver your vehicle. You can pick your vehicle up. Even the mechanical repairs, the maintenance, the part needs, whatever you need, they're going to watch out for you. However you're comfortable getting that car on the road, getting that new vehicle, that pre-owned vehicle, they're going to make it comfortable for you. And right now, they have some great financing offers. 84-month interest-free financing. 0% for 84 months. This is a great deal. Go to Lubacro Automotive. Coconut Creek. Creek. Chevrolet.com is the website. Check it out and get some great deals right now. They're committed to you always, and they're still committed to you through these tough times. Lubeck Road Chevrolet, with locations in Coconut Creek and Pompano, there for you like they always have been. CoconutCreekChevrolet.com is the website. Find new roads.
All right, the crowd favorite, Jay Figg. She's next on Hockman and Crowder.
It's Figgy.
Cinema. Jay Figg knows it.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I fall for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me. Because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know, I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Biggie Fresh.
Stop f***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it, like, a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies. There she is, our friend Jay Figg. I just noticed something funny, and we have a big open there for Jen Figueroa, and it said, Dan Day goes, cinema, Jay Figg knows it. But she doesn't.
Oh, don't do that.
I know
that.
Everything there is to know.
I mean, literally has not seen classic movies. She's never seen Casablanca. She's never seen Shawshank Redemption. I'm guessing you've never seen The Godfather.
I've seen parts of it. We've discussed this before.
Yeah. Can you say definitively the way that Dan Day does there, very demonstratively, Jay Figg, cinema, she knows it, when she really doesn't? I mean, we've got myriad examples of her not knowing cinema, regardless.
Cinema.
She is.
Jay Figg knows it.
Right, but she doesn't know it. She probably, out of everyone on the show, knows the least about cinema.
Look, that was not my wheelhouse. I studied music. It's not my fault, okay?
You couldn't name all four Beatles. All right, I don't want to relitigate this.
Yeah,
we'll get into
don't.
A bad mood going into the weekend. Jen Figueroa, she is, believe it or not, our cinema expert. So she watches movies for us. She gives us reviews. Now, she posts the full review on Instagram, and she has this week, when I tell you, stepped up her game. She gives you some some B-roll, if you will, before the review starts, of just what's going on in her life that day. Today, she took her production levels to a new level. She's got her phone in the refrigerator to get a reaction shot for when she opens and closes the fridge. I mean, that was... Jay Figg, how did you ever think to do that?
I'm telling you, I'm very creative. With these videos, you can see how I am in person.
Right.
I'm weird.
You get a very good taste of who she really is. So on Instagram, if you are not following her, JFig Radio, J-F-I-G Radio, her review today. We'll get to it in a second. On my Instagram today, there's been a lot of activity because Alejandro Solana was kind enough to gift me a pillow with Ron Washington on one side and Andre Agassi on the other. If you would like to see that pillow, and why wouldn't you? Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. It is delightful. It's maybe the nicest gift I've ever gotten, Solana.
I'm actually jealous of it. It's great.
It's a great pillow. I think people would buy it if you marketed this pillow. I mean, who wouldn't want a pillow with Ron Washington on one side and Andre Agassi on the other? Anyway, so the movies that we gave Jay Figg yesterday, so we assign her movies. She watches one and gives us a review. And generally, her reviews cause searing pain.
Oh, searing pain. Absolute searing pain.
As does Solana during this segment. I suggested for Jay Figg, My Cousin Vinny. Of course, your cinema expert would never have seen the Oscar award winning My Cousin Vinny. Crowder suggested Notorious. It was Biggie's, would have been his birthday yesterday.
Yeah.
Solana gave her Shawshank Redemption, and Dan Day gave her The Big Lebowski. So which movie did you watch last night?
I saw My Cousin Vinny.
Oh. Such a great movie. Now, I did not, I watched the beginning of your review, but I did not watch the actual review. So what is your review of My Cousin Vinny?
Do you want the review first or the rating?
I would like the review first.
All right. So I thought it was really funny. Alabama sure knows how to wake up a person. The amount of times they had to move in order to get a good sleep, I thought it was so funny. And it was just about him being a lawyer, but he's never won a case, and he's only done personal injury cases before, and he had to try to bail out his cousin and his friend who were accused of murder. And it's just whole back and forth thing, and his fiance tries to help him and everything.
I mean, if I can help you, it's a fish out of water story, right? He's a city slicker from New York in the backwoods of Alabama. It's your traditional fish out of water story. Is that what you're trying to say?
Basically, yes. Since I am your review expert.
Good job, Hawk.
Searing pain!
Oh, searing pain! Absolute searing pain!
I couldn't wait any longer for you to say it's a fish out of water story, because that's exactly what it is. That's where
the tension comes from.
Why do you need to cheat on her assessment of a movie?
Right?
I'm not. She was trying to explain it, and she's talking about him being a PI attorney. I don't even know I don't know what that had to do with anything. He's never defended a murder case. I got you. But okay. The tension in the movie is that it's a fish out of water story. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd agree. Yes.
Okay. All right. Maybe. Hey, somebody,
Jay Fig, what's a grit?
You know, I've never had a grit before.
Come from corn.
Are these magic grits? I love that movie.
That
all right,
really
so
funny.
What did you give My Cousin Vinny out of 10?
Is there a drum roll here?
Give her a drum roll, Solana. Look at that. They actually had one.
Beautiful. I gave it a 9 out of 10.
Wow. Do we have some sort of celebratory sound? Yeah.
Snaps. You like
wow.
The snaps.
Wow. Wow. And that is deserving of a 9 out of 10. Great job. Jay Fig, you nailed it.
I'm your expert. I told you.
Great taste. So nervous that she was not going to like My Cousin Vinny. It's such a great movie. Marissa Tomei won the Oscar for that movie.
She is so beautiful.
Oh, my God. So beautiful. And she is so good in that movie. Yeah, her style was great. That movie is funny as hell. That's a movie that I can stop on every time and watch.
Oh,
My Cousin Vinny. Right? Yeah. Every single time. So here's what we were thinking, Figgy. We were talking in the 3 o'clock hour, you know, once a week we were all going to try to do like a movie club where we all watch a movie, the same one. We did this with The Wrong Missy, right, on Netflix. We did
correct.
It, what was that, earlier this week, I guess? Was that this week?
Over the weekend, yeah.
Crowder is still experiencing searing pain from The Wrong Missy.
Give me one, Solana.
Searing pain!
Is that what it sounds like when you're in pain?
I really thought it was a funny movie, and so did Figgy, right?
I thought it was great.
That movie
and Dan, did you like The Wrong Missy, Dan?
Yes, I loved it.
Yeah,
there was no searing pain here.
Right, it was funny. Now Solana did not love it.
Searing pain.
That movie was toe jam underneath your toenail. Like
he
it was ridiculous.
Hated it with a passion. Crowder hated it. But I've got a movie club movie for us this weekend, Figgy. Have you ever seen the movie Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler?
No, you tried suggesting it to me way before these movie reviews, and then it finally came out on Netflix, right?
Well, it comes out Monday on Netflix.
Right, okay.
All right, so, and we've all got Netflix, and so we'll have to wait till Monday, but then we can discuss it. We're off on Monday. We don't have a show on Monday for Memorial Day. So on Tuesday, we can all discuss Uncut Gems. Now, you've never seen it, right, Crowder?
No, I have never watched it.
But you've heard me praise it?
Yes.
Okay. And Solana, you have seen it?
Yeah, seen it.
And Dan Day, have you seen Uncut Gems?
I wanted to see it in the movie theater so bad, but I didn't want to spend my money, so I'm excited to finally see it.
All right, and you've got Netflix?
Yes, sir.
All right, so are we all in agreement? And even though you and I have seen it, Solana, we have to watch it again on Monday so that it's fresh in our minds, okay?
Yeah, that works.
All right, so on Monday when Uncut Gems comes out, are we all in agreement that we will watch that and we will all discuss it like a book club on Tuesday? Everybody down for that?
I'm in.
Yes. For this Netflix party.
All right. You. Uncut Gems. You like gambling at all, J-Fig? Because it's a sports gambling movie. Do you like Adam Sandler?
I do like him, but I'm also your expert gambler here in the show. So, yes,
I totally forgot we used to do the Fade Fig segment.
Come on.
I guess we could bring that back too, right? There's sporting events going on. All right. Let's bring that back. Oh, here it is.
Biggie Fresh in the mix.
Your love is fading.
I never
Biggie
thought I'd miss that.
Biggie Fresh in the 305.
I missed it.
I feel it's fading. I feel it's...
Uh-oh.
Give us some of the Figgy drops as long as she's on the air, Solana.
DJ Figgy Fresh in the mix.
I mean, she's got some street cred. She's got street cred.
Figgy Fresh bringing that sazon.
Bringing the sazon. She's cooking up with the sazon this weekend. What else you got?
Figgy Fresh keeping it Kendall.
Keeping it Kendall.
Figgy Fresh with that action. Jack.
With that action, Jack. Look
what happened to him?
She got that action, Jack. What else?
Oh, okay.
You can never go wrong with a classic, right?
DJ Figgy Fresh on the east side.
The east side. That's when we fell in love with J Fig. Figgy Fresh on the east side. All right, so are you ready to accept your assignment, Figgy?
I am ready to accept it. Are you guys ready to accept
Is everyone ready to accept their assignment?
Yes.
All right, well, then there's nothing left for us to say except...
We'll see you at the movies.
Somebody texts in, Crowder, the shark scene in Wrong Missy made me think of you. Don't you swim with sharks?
Right?
Yes, that was good. And then the little computer-generated shark was garbage. It wasn't that funny.
Because it was a low-budget movie.
There was no concept to it.
There's a question here. There's a question here. Which shark is better, the Jaws shark from the first one or this one?
Jaws shark.
Yeah, I mean, let's
false.
Not even...
Come on.
False.
No.
False.
I mean, J-Fig, come on.
I mean, what are we doing here?
What are we doing? So you're saying Jaws and the Wrong Missy can be compared?
No, I'm talking about the sharks here. I'm not talking about the movies.
Specifically about the sharks. Can you allow the cinema expert to... expert
do my job
in
here,
cinema.
Please.
Yes. Can you allow her to do her job, please?
Sorry, I forgot. Movies. J-Fig knows them.
Yes. You know, and I also know the water.
If you like, what?
Oh, consider the sea.
Oh, yes. I gotcha.
Have you ever been in water deeper than 4 feet?
Yes, I've been past 32 feet, I believe.
That's a lie.
Are you a scuba diver?
You're lying now.
My dad was a rescue diver back in his day, and so he's always taken us underwater and tried teaching us what he learned when he was growing up.
Look at that. Can't hate on that, nice. Crowder.
That's cool.
Can't. I've been scuba.
We've talked about this. Yeah, I've done way more than J-Fig underwater.
Well, you got to watch her Instagram video because she's on a boat this time. She's on a boat. The boat's on land. Boat is on land, I can tell, because it's parked amongst trees, but she's pretending.
I really think I love J-Fig's dad. We talk about her mom. Where's your dad at, man? Give me your dad's phone number.
He's a man's man.
I want to hang with Pops.
No problem. You guys both have boats. Y'all can go out in the water together.
Look at that. All right, J-Fig, so we're all going to watch Uncut Gems on Monday. Don't forget, and that way we can discuss it on Tuesday. Have a great holiday weekend, Figgy.
You too, guys. Stay safe.
All right, you do the same. Bye, Figgy.
My right butt.
All right. Bye, left butt.
My right butt.
I mean, it's so cute when you call me by my little nickname when we're on the air, but let's save that for off the air. Okay, left butt?
My right butt.
Okay, love butt. We'll see you.
My right butt.
All right, bye to you. You hang up first.
My right butt.
No, you hang up first.
You hang up first.
All right, butt.
All right, hang up together. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
All right, butt.
Oh, you're still there. You're still there. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to take a break on this Friday heading into a holiday weekend. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Hockman and Crowder simulcast on a Friday. Show is flying by. We're 18 minutes away from the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour and the Dan Day end of week montage. You know what I didn't get to this week? Jason LaConfora from CBS Sports. He does it every year. We talk about it every year where he has the different tiers of quarterbacks in the NFL. And we've had good debate about this before where he's got tier one, tier two, whatever. And then so tier one is bona fide franchise quarterbacks. And he's got for this year Patrick Mahomes, obviously, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, Brady, Breeze, Rodgers, Wentz, and Roethlisberger. Bona fide franchise quarterbacks.
Wentz? Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Wentz, I could take issue with that one. I don't think Wentz is let's see what he writes.
Only
if
one
Wentz
that jumped
stays
out
healthy,
to me.
If Wentz stays healthy, and I understand it's a bit of a big if, he will be in the MVP conversation. Book it.
Ooh, wow.
Wow. He likes Carson Wentz.
Yeah, that's a man crush, I think they call it.
Tier two. Top pros and proven winners. By the way, there's no Tua in this, obviously. You have to have you have to be the presumed starter for your team next season.
Yeah.
Top pros and proven winners. Matt Ryan, Matt Stafford, Dak Prescott.
I'm down with that.
Rising stars is tier three. Kyler Murray, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Kyler Murray, people are praising this dude.
He looked good by the end of the season.
But the Cardinals were terrible.
But his numbers pretty good.
But his numbers aren't great. I'm with you, Hawk. Like, he's athletic. We saw what he did. We saw him in college. Like, we know what he can do. But to put him in the high tier over, and obviously there's a bunch of veteran quarterbacks that are lower than him, I'm not jumping on the Kyler Murray bandwagon this fast.
Tier four is you can win with them. Derek Carr, Ryan Tannehill, Cousins, Mayfield, Josh Allen, Teddy Bridgewater, Jared Goff, Phillip Rivers, Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, those are a decent little group of names.
Tier five is guys, veterans, and placeholders. And there's only one in tier five. You want to guess who it is?
I know.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Guys, veterans, and placeholders. I mean, it is what he is.
There's some guys in the tier before. I would take Fitzpatrick over some guys in the previous tier, though.
I would call Phillip Rivers a guy, winner, placeholder. A guy, veteran, and placeholder. I mean, well. And then tier six is good luck, Mitch Trubisky. Which I don't disagree with. And tier seven is the jury is out. Joe Burrow, and obviously he's on the list because he's a presumed starter. Gardner Minshew, Sam Darnold, Jarrett Stidham, Dwayne Haskins, Drew Lock, and Daniel Jones.
Yeah. I like that.
You okay with Ryan Fitzpatrick? Ryan Fitzpatrick, guys, veterans, and placeholders.
Yeah, that's what he's been. The ups and the downs. Like, he started a lot, five wins and all that. But yeah, I'm fine with that.
Tier four is you can win with them. Did Ryan Fitzpatrick ever lead his team anywhere in the playoffs? Like, his teams?
No.
Never.
That's not what Fitzy does. No. The Jets, I think. I believe one year with the Jets, he went to the playoffs or was a wild card, but then they got their mouth bashed in. Yeah, no, you're not going to win. You're not going to go deep in the playoffs with Fitzy. He's going to give you some exciting moments, like running over the linebacker, like the comeback beating the Patriots late in the year. Like, Fitzy's going to do that, but then when you average out everything, he's going to give you about an 8-8 record. Like, that's what he is.
But he literally, I'm just looking, never had, like, great seasons. No. Never had like a pro. He did have a Pro Bowl season, didn't he?
The butt fumble boy, the little dummy, Sanchez did more to him in New York than he did. Like, yeah, and Sanchez ain't nothing.
Yeah, then I guess the categorization of him is right then, right?
Yeah.
Guy. He's a guy.
Yeah. Love him if he's on your team. Don't even think about him if he's on another team. That's what Fitzy. And I really played against Fitzpatrick. I appreciate Fitzpatrick. I respect Fitzpatrick for being an 8-8 quarterback. That's what Fitzpatrick is.
No Pro Bowls.
I like what Jason Locke. What's that? None?
No Pro Bowls for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot of years to be in the NFL.
The one that gets me when we are. But Kyler Murray is already up there. What? He was in
Tier
3?
Well, it's not up there. It's where is it? Tier 3. Rising
Tier
Stars.
Three.
Rising Stars.
I can't. I don't like that. That's one of the ones that got my little ears to perk up when you said Kyler Murray.
He says, I admit I've been too quick to let too many into this particular club. I have bought into a little hype and allowed 1 year of production to greatly impact my analysis. No longer. Too many have dropped off in year two. This is about meeting that upside potential and exceeding it. So, you might ask, am I being too rash with anointing Kyler Murray after his strong rookie season? No. He is about to take another leap forward, and adding one of the greatest receivers of this generation and bolstering the offensive line will only hasten that fact. He is pointed to do very big things. So that's his rationale for that.
Yeah. No, decent numbers, but nothing off the charts. 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, 64%.
But a rising star. You feel good if you're a Cardinals fan after last season, I think.
You feel good. They were okay. They weren't, like, we'll
but,
see.
But I guess, a bad I guess team where I'm he not, takes over and he, like, he would make plays happen at the end of the season. I thought he really came into his own.
He would move around, and like you're saying, and I'm with you, Hawk, the second eight games are way better than his first eight games. I understand what you're saying, where if you see his mountain climbing, that bell curve turned and started going up, we don't know how high it's going to go, but like kind of like what he said, to anoint him as the third tier guy already, you give him DeAndre Hopkins, but we don't know what he's going to do. And my biggest thing is, if he gets hit, really hit good, he's going to miss weeks. This dude is son size.
You don't like small guys.
No,
you don't. You have a bias against small guys.
Yes, yes.
Tier five, by the way.
And Tua's not huge, and Tua towers over Kyler Murray.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Kyler is a middle school kid.
Tier five, guys, veterans, and placeholders, and the only guy in there is Ryan Fitzpatrick. Jason Lockenfora writes, we should probably rename this category after Ryan Fitzpatrick, and kudos to him for his longevity and the enthusiasm he brings to the game. On a better team, he could do more, but Miami isn't there yet, and Tua will take over at some point in 2020. In the meantime, the Finns are in great hands with Fitzmagic. Most franchises have already made their handoffs to the young gun. I think that's right. Ryan Fitzpatrick, that category should be named for him, right? Guy, veteran, placeholder. He is the definition of that.
And he's the best. He's the best placeholder in the NFL. He's the best placeholder you could find, and I think that's why the Dolphins signed him.
Yeah, he is the best at that. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. Now, on Fridays at 5 o'clock, Dan Day, he goes into the lab and he comes out with a montage of the week that was on Hockman and Crowder. And so we always enjoy that. Adam Beasley, who covers the Miami Dolphins for the Miami Herald, he's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour as well. And we are headed into a long holiday weekend. And that is always fun. But the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on a Friday heading into a holiday weekend on Hockman and Crowder is always something to behold. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. Now, let me bring it down for a second here before we go into the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, because you may be, I don't know, stressing over bills. This is a reality because the COVID-19 pandemic has created this economic crisis. I mean, so many people listening right now, I'm sure, have lost their jobs or are making less or in danger of losing their jobs. Look, a lot of businesses are struggling to survive. Things are trying to reopen, but everyone knows the reality. So maybe you're listening right now. Your rent or your mortgage for your home or your apartment is coming due. Your rent for your business, you've got a business, your business location rent is coming due. But because you've been sheltering in place or because people have been sheltering in place, you don't have any income or your business is slow or you're not working, you're frustrated, you're frightened, you're fearful. Help is available. And I tell you all the time, contact my friends at the Kaniuk Law Office right now. The website is coviddebtproblems.com, coviddebtproblems.com. Or you can call right now for a free consultation, 561-292-2127, 561-292-2127. I have to tell you, is debt taking over your life? Maybe you're going into this weekend and that's all you can think about. It shouldn't be that way. You don't need to be judged. You need to be helped. And that's where the Kaniuk Law Office comes in. If your personal or business income has been affected by the pandemic, you don't think you've got an ability to pay your debts, your obligations, your credit card debt, your business debt, your mortgage debt, bankruptcy might be the option for you, and there is no shame in that. And the Kaniuk Law Office can explain to you why. Contact the Kaniuk Law Office right now, coviddebtproblems.com. Again, the website, coviddebtproblems.com, or you can call them for a free consultation, 561-292-2127, 561-292-2127. Ron Kaniuk's been practicing law for nearly 25 years and is very active in the South Florida community. You don't want to go through an economic crisis without the assistance of an attorney. And again, your best option may be bankruptcy. Kaniuk Law Office can explain it all to you right now. Go to the website, coviddebtproblems.com. That's coviddebtproblems.com. Or call for a free consultation, 561-292-2127. Kaniuk Law Office, main office in Delray Beach, non-attorney spokesperson. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour, coming up next on Hockman and Crowder. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.